Techno Progressivo. You are listening to Techno Progressivo on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver.
Welcome to Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Waugh, and you're listening to 101.9 CITR here in Vancouver. I'm proud to work and live on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Tonight, it's all about an LA to Edmonton connection. I've got an excellent interview feature on tap for you this evening with Yo Luca, and we will get to that shortly, but first, let's check out this episode's track of the week. This is some great underground house from a former interviewee and guest mixer, Lebelski. This is his latest, Another Face, out now on TuneCore. Okay, a great track of the week there, Lebelski with Another Face, and that is out now on TuneCore and can be had wherever you buy your tracks. On to the feature for tonight's episode. Yo Luca are a duo based out of Edmonton and LA, and they are definitely making a name for themselves on the house scene, and I was fortunate to be able to interview them a few weeks back to discuss how it all began, their production process, and their EDC 2024 gig next weekend in Las Vegas. The lead track here is titled I'll Let You. It's a beautiful intro track. From there, we crank up the BPM. Full track list and a selection of Yoluca web links can be found on Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. This is DJ Wah speaking to Dave and Adam. Dave is currently based in Edmonton. Adam resides in LA, and collectively they are known as Yoluca. They've been producing and DJing for the past decade and continue to do so to this day. Standout gigs include Basco, Shambhala, and Astral Harvest, and they will be playing at EDC in Las Vegas next Saturday, May 19th. With releases on Desert Hearts, Rossum Deep, True Romance, and Perkamaniacs, they are bubbling under and making their mark on the scene. They've been remixed by Lebelski and collaborated alongside Rumpus. They are also a part of the Night Vision Collective out of Edmonton. Their biggest release to date is Just a Dream, a collab with their friend Thomas Garcia, with remixes by Lauer and Felipe Gordon. That is available wherever you buy your tracks. It's my pleasure to be speaking to them. This is Yoluca. So kicking things off here, how do you currently define your sound, and how would you say it's evolved or shifted over time?
So right now, as always, I would say it's the middle point of what Dave and I are into. And I think when we started making music, that was probably way more tech house leaning, and we were getting into that when it was still fresh to us. And as time has moved on, we've gone through a lot of different phases, and I'd say right now, kind of a foot in two doors, one in like the faster ravier stuff, which we're about to have an EP come out on South Point UK garage and bass label that very much showcases that. It's all like 130 plus, not a lot of four on the floor, if any. And then we also love doing the more kind of live, very musical part of house music with like nice chords and guitar and original vocals, more disco tinge stuff. And I feel like we kind of go back and forth between those two things right now. What do you think, Dave?
Yeah, we kind of like to cover the spectrum, I feel like. And I would say that's pretty accurate. One thing I would also mention is that we also like to throw in some vinyl rip edits of some old disco records. And Adam always likes to do some digging with his vinyl and record some good bits. And we always make some nice edits, do some disco releases that we've done on some labels. So.
Some more like
Rebecca, you've mentioned a few of these already, but who were the early DJs and producers that really hooked you on this type of music?
Yeah, Dave, I feel like you should speak to this because it's so formative for me as well, because like your influences and who you saw in terms of like what shaped Yo Luca. We can also speak to our shared experience too.
Yeah, I mean, like it goes way back, obviously, and a lot of it had to do with going to music festivals back in like 2010, 2011 for me, you know, experiencing Shambhala for the first time was definitely a big formative experience for me. You know, I jumped around quite a bit, you know, from things from like what I originally enjoyed, which was like Justice, which is what kind of originally got me into electronic music. But after attending something like Shambhala, you know, it opened my world to all the other genres that were out there. So it's a lot different once we started the Yo Luca, things changed quite a bit at that point. But maybe Adam can speak on that.
Yeah, as far as inspiration for our project, I feel like there's a lot of other duos that we really like. I think like when we got into it, we were really into like Ways and Odyssey or Walker and Royce, and now we're really into Another and everything they're doing with No Art. We also had the chance to either collaborate or release music on the labels of people we really like. So like we love Melee, we think it's a really fun presence, releases great music, has a fun label, great vibe, and like that's a big inspiration for us. And our track Overdue came out on Club Bad, which we love. Yeah, I feel like everyone who we've been doing it for so long that there's just like so many influences piled on together. And I think, yeah, a big one for us, I think that we should definitely shout out is Justin Martin, who we have loved for a really long time. We booked him in Edmonton a lot, saw him play, and a nice full circle moment. Dave played with him recently, and he dug out some deep cut Yo Luca tracks, played those as well as something off our new EP, which was really exciting. And I feel like that's a really great, I don't know, kind of marker of where we're at right now, being just, you know, goobers on the dance floor at Shambhala to like playing, you know, sharing the stage with the people we really love and are inspired by.
For sure. And like, you know, the artists that inspire us that we're still pushing towards, for me at least, and I know Adam probably agrees, people like JVXX and Daphne and, you know, Ben UFO, those are the people that continue to inspire us and continue to push us forward to create better and better music as we move along.
Okay, what can you tell me about the Night Vision Collective coming out of Edmonton? Like, what is it, who's in it, and how did it support the two of you as you got going in this scene?
It started, I believe, in 2013. It's a group of, like, our best friends. It's a collective of DJs and producers and people that are just all in it for the same love of electronic music. And there was a bit of a void at the time in Edmonton for underground electronic music, and I think everyone kind of felt the same way about trying to start something up together. And that's kind of where it began. I think Adam went, I think I joined in 2014. Our good friend Andrew Williams was the one that I believe began, started it. And Adam, when did you join? I can't remember what year.
Maybe a year after you. And yeah, to me, I had just moved back from being gone for like 2 years. I was in London and then LA and traveling a lot. And yeah, it was like, who is bringing all these artists that I like, you know, bringing all these DJs that I thought I couldn't see in Edmonton? And I started going to their shows and eventually got invited to join the crew. And like Dave said, yeah, it's like big kind of oscillating amount of people, but around 10 people usually. And yeah, together they threw so many great shows. I came on board and other new people came on board. We continued to throw great shows and bring artists that we wanted to see from around the world. And we ultimately rented out this space downtown, built out a studio from scratch, and started doing a music production school, having the studio space, and also serving as our kind of home base, which had previously been people's living rooms. And that space is still going in a little bit of a different way, but kind of a lasting marker of our efforts, like maybe our kind of peak inspiration for trying to make something happen, you know, in terms of electronic music in Edmonton. Yeah, most recently, they just threw the Downtown Defrost. Sahib was the captain of that and continues to be. And, you know, massive group effort. So I'm now definitely on the sidelines because I'm in LA, but Dave is still regularly involved.
This is Finest Wear.
This is Rennie Foster.
This is Ludo Lacroix.
Yo, this is your boy Prayer Hands.
Yo, hey, this is Ben Coda, one half of Nanoplex, and you are listening to Techno Progressivo.
See you.
Okay, Dave, you are currently based in Edmonton and Adam is in LA. What prompted that move and how is that working out for both of you?
So I'm born and raised in Sherwood Park, just outside Edmonton. Dave's a city boy from Edmonton. And yeah, I have just really always wanted to live abroad, I guess, and explore. And I eventually landed in LA with a really great opportunity, actually kind of a direct line from what I was doing with Night Vision, and especially with the educational part. And I started a music production school with Andy Caldwell, a longtime house DJ and also my mentor. And yeah, it's called IO Music Academy. And so I moved down to LA to start that with him. He had the idea and the space. And then he was like, I need someone with a lot of energy to come in. And so I was really young, but he put a lot of trust in me. And so I moved to LA. And that just kind of became my life for the last 7 years, is running IO Music Academy. Now we're about to open a second location in San Francisco. We have about 10 employees. It's kind of beyond anything I ever expected. But that was my initial draw. And then, of course, my whole life is here.
Okay, let's jump over to production here. Which DAW are you working in? And in terms of producing as a duo, is there one of you that does bass lines better, drums better, on and on? How do you approach that whole process?
Well, we use Ableton from the get-go. Adam taught me everything production-wise. I was pretty heavy into the DJ scene, or just like DJing, and had no skill or anything with production. And Adam came on board, taught me a lot about production, and it was really great before he moved away that I got to be in the studio studio with him daily working on tracks together. So I learned a lot while he was here. That kind of changed, obviously, once he moved to LA. But I think it's also been kind of beneficial in a way that we get to be working on tracks separately, where I get to work on it and just have all my own time in the studio. And then I pass the project over to him through Dropbox, and he can just easily open it and just get in there with a fine comb and just continue on. It's been interesting the way that we've been doing it, but it's been working really well.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke weed every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or f*** with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theatre, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theatre, visit their website at www.riotheatre.ca.
You- You are listening to the Yo Luca interview here on Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Wah, and the station is 101.9 CITR. That half of the interview wrapped up with the track Time Again. Full track list and a selection of Yo Luca web links can be found on Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. Part 2 kicks off with Lauer's remix of their track, Just a Dream. Okay, and then within Ableton, when you are making tracks, are you generally using their stock VSTs, or do you like to bring a lot of external VSTs in, and then possibly your own hardware gear as well?
We have a lot of different plugins that we use. We kind of go crazy with it. And I also really love using hardware gear. I have a little setup at home and have a great studio. Dave, he can speak to it, works at home, and also has access to the Night Vision studio, which has lots of stuff. So I would say if I'm looking at all of our tracks, most of them have some kind of hardware or analog gear as part of it. And that might be like the entire most important part of the track or just little stuff. So I feel like we're pretty flexible. The one thing that kind of keeps us maybe in a productive way is that we have to make sure that everything Dave has, I have, and vice versa. So we like are very kind of cognizant about what we're using, but also in a great way, we have to kind of commit to our ideas and send them to each other. So I feel like it ends up being really productive, and considering we've released and signed like over 70 tracks since we started, I feel like it speaks to that. We'll be right back.
Okay, and then in a similar vein, let's consider how you DJ as a duo. When you are performing like that, do you go back to back or multiple tracks? What's the approach that you take, and how much of your sets are planned in advance?
Yeah, I mean, it's a back to back. I feel like when we do play together, we switch it up. Like, we'll do track for track or two tracks for two tracks. You know, we also both DJ separately since we can't both always swing the show, same shows together.
Yeah, I'd say I feel like the gigs that we do get to play together, which is why we're so excited for EDC, it'll be the first time we got to play a really big show together since probably Shambhala. And Dave is really good about making a huge inspiration playlist and gathering tons of songs. And Dave just DJs way more than me. So it's like, I draw a lot from him, and he's always digging for new music and adding stuff to our Yo Luca playlist. And that's where I farm a lot of inspiration. It's just whatever Dave is adding to the playlist. And then hopefully we're both practiced up and then can go one for one or go for twos and have something special.
Okay, and then what's your technology of choice when you're up there? Are you using Traktor, Serato, anything along those lines, or CDJs and record box?
No computer in sight. Definitely USBs all day, every day. Yeah, record box.
Okay, let's consider your approach to DJing. What is it that makes your sets stand out?
I'd say just the we don't stick to one sound throughout our sets. I find we like to kind of tell a story with our sets. You know, we like to span different genres, keep it exciting, and just kind of work off the vibe of the crowd and just try and not, yeah, stay stagnant in one spot throughout the set. I feel like that's definitely a very important part of it.
I think Dave and I are both I feel like we've been on the dance floor so much. We really come at it from like what would be fun on the dance floor. And I think we're just not afraid to have fun with it. And I think that is something that really is the kind of through line with Yo Luca. Is just, it's very fun. And we also think it's very cool and we want it to be, but we're not afraid to have fun. So, you know, we'll have some nice big peak moments and like really give it to the dance floor, like what we would want if we were in that situation.
Okay, let's talk about gigs here. You've mentioned a few already, but have some really stood out for you as complete wow moments?
Base Coast, we got the chance to play there together, and that was a big wow moment, of course. Same with Shambhala, both we hold close to us just because of how many years we've attended it and experienced it from the dance floor, and being able to be up on the stage and see it from that perspective and see that we've, you know, made it through, you know, the hard work that we've been doing. I feel like those are a couple of the festivals that were the big wow moments for me.
This is Kill Frenzy.
Hey, this is Yaddo.
This is Charlie Johansson.
Hey, this is Prince Rob.
Hi, this is James Abila, and you're listening to Techno Progressivo on 101.9 CITR.
Okay, let's take a look into the crystal ball here. Where do you hope to take this both in DJing and production as you continue to go forward?
So we're really excited about some of the music and the shows we have coming up. And we feel like everything has been kind of leveling up, and that feels really good lately. Our good friend Nick has been managing Yoluka for the last year or so, which has been really helpful. And I think for us, we'd love to just start playing together more and getting some more like bigger shows that really move the dial for us. And we feel like the music's been there for a long time, and putting together the pieces for touring and playing together more often is really the next step for us. And we'd be really excited to do that.
And as we wrap up, is there anything else that you'd like to promote at this time?
We have an upcoming release on South Point. It's a label out of the UK. It's got 3 original tracks plus a remix from Mary Droppins that we're pretty excited about. We also just dropped an edit on that label as well. And again, yeah, EDC we got coming up. We have a Insomniac mix leading up to it. I think April 27th it comes out, kind of just to promote us leading into EDC. Do we have anything else on the docket right now?
Working on a couple tracks with Life on Planets, so excited about that. No release date yet. Some new stuff with our friend Thomas. And yeah, I think that's really it for now. Everything is kind of laser focused on May 18th when we play the Stereo Bloom stage. And then past that, who knows?
This has been Yo Luca. A selection of their tracks can be found at Beatport, Apple Music, Spotify, and Juno Download as well. A full list of Yo Luca web links can be found on Technoprogressivo's Facebook and SoundCloud pages. And if you're in Las Vegas next weekend, remember to check them out as part of EDC 2024 on the Stereo Bloom stage, and there are still tickets available for that online. So to both of you, thank you very much for doing this.
A stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking for one.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
We are all done for another episode of Techno Progressivo. Thank you so much to Yo Luca for agreeing to interview. It was an absolute pleasure to interview them, and best of luck with the EDC gig next weekend. Their track Lifted rounded out the interview. Full track list and a selection of Yo Luca web links can be found at Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. Head over there to find out more about the minds behind the music. If you've enjoyed the show and want to hear it again, visit the Techno Progressivo show page at CITR.ca or Apple Podcasts to give this one another spin, or to hear more great guest mixes and interviews from days gone by. Keep up to date with Techno Progressivo. Follow our socials, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and SoundCloud. Attic Jams is up next on the station. Stick around to see what they've got in store for you tonight. Before we go, let's do as we always do and set the controls in the time machine for this episode's track from the past. For this one, let's hop back 14 years in time to check out an absolute beauty on Poker Flat Recordings. This is a John Tejada track that's been remixed and released multiple times, but for tonight, let's check out the original from 2010. This is Sweat on the Walls. Enjoy this, and I'll see you back here next time.
Dripping down the walls, dripping on your head.